Okay, I'm not ready.
Too bad.
The beginning.
This is gay. Are we actually really, really seriously recording?
Look at your screen.
What?
Am I still sharing screen?
Hold on, wait. I have to...
tear your eyes away from your TV screen?
I have to stop looking at my porn.
Damn it, Tony. I told you.
My total Deus Ex porn.
When we're recording, you're not allowed to have porn up.
Because that's not awkward anyway. What's going on, guys? This is Antonio and Megan from To Continue Press Start. And we are bringing you...
the beginning!
Deus Ex Human Revolution. This is just the first impression. This isn't a full review by any means.
That comes later.
Yep, that does come later, hopefully.
You couldn't see. I was rolling my eyes.
Yeah, well...
we must defeat the anti-spank and his army of cyborgs.
Okay, you off steam.
Spanktopia! My god. Deathspank, the hero. Oh, it's Deathspank. Deathspank.
Are you off steam yet?
Maybe.
No. Don't move my thing down. Come on, you can do it. You're not gonna do it, are you? Not Photoshop, you.
Are you talking to me? Because I didn't go anywhere near Photoshop.
You did go near Photoshop as you crossed over the.
Oh, dude, you must be lagging.
I am lagging. I'm lagging pretty hard.
Lag.
You're lagging terribly. Terribly.
Lag. Okay. Not that anyone else can see what we're doing, but...
oh, yeah, by the way.
Which is good.
Alright, so... what's up, guys? This is Antonio and Megan from To Continue Press Start, and we are bringing you the first impressions of Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Well, apparently I have to take that part out now, too. I wasn't going to take all of that out.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
obviously, you can all tell it's been a while since we've done this.
Yeah, just a little while. We need to get back in the groove of things. But anyway, like I said before, or maybe not before.
Oh, God, this will be like the third time you've said it.
This isn't a review by any means. This is just a first impression. This game came out Tuesday. It is currently... Friday, Saturday-ish?
We should say, oh my freaking god, Tuesday, what date was that? Because, I mean, you know, Tuesday...
Oh, Jesus, I just Jesus, know it was Deus Ex Day.
That's exactly what Tuesday was renamed this week, Deus Ex Day.
The 23rd. the game came out on the 23rd, so, and I got it pretty much at launch, and I was actually trying to record... it's actually kind of humorous. I was going to record an audio one that same day and only play an hour into it. Mm-hmm. So 4 hours later, I'm still playing this damn game. And I was like, alright, well, I'll just do it the next day. Well, the next day, Street Fighter Third Strike comes out, and everybody knows I'm a huge fighting game fan, so I didn't even touch the game. And then...
2 days later.
2 days after that, I start getting back into Deus Ex, and I actually, I was gonna record some stuff, but I got stuck. So, open up to today, I pretty much had the entire day to play, and I played, and I played, and I played. So this is like the first couple of hours of gameplay. Yeah, first off, let me go ahead and state, for the record, this is a good game. It's not a terrible game by any means. The gameplay is fantastic. There is something that I have kind of a gripe with, but not a real big gripe. Number one, the load times. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes. 30 to 45 minutes.
Wow! Really?
Yeah, you can go take a bath, and by the time you get out, the game will start.
Go take a shower, make some dinner.
It takes about 30 to 45 seconds to load a stage up, which some of you guys may not see that as a problem, but for a lot of games don't do that nowadays, and for the games that do that, it's really freaking frustrating, especially in this game where the difficulty is high up there.
Are you playing on the high difficulty?
No, I'm actually playing on normal.
Oh, okay. I love how 30 to 45 seconds nowadays for video game loading is unthinkable. We're our society is so must cut time.
Yeah. Especially looking back on PS1 days where it used to take a minute and a half for some of these things to load.
You could literally go up and make yourself some dinner in the
community. Yeah, and then you've got Deus Ex now, it takes 30, 45 seconds, and everybody's it's a travesty! Which, I gotta admit, it's kind of frustrating. I'll give you a good prime example. When I got to the first boss of this game, which I don't know how many bosses there are, but I ran into one a good bit into gameplay, and I literally, for the first 45 minutes, it took more time to load than it would for me to actually play and get my face stomped in.
I like how you admitted that you got your face stomped
in. And
that's pretty much how it goes with that game, though.
Right.
With the Let's Plays and everything that I've been watching, that's kind of literally how it goes.
Yeah, it's not a too terribly difficult game, but you are going to have some trouble.
It's like, I'm going to make you, you didn't listen to the tutorial, did you? Did you? Now I'm going to make you my bitch and, kill you.
And what's so crazy is, I was actually on Skype with Megan the first couple of hours that I was playing this game, and it's actually quite a funny. I would be trying to learn the combat situations, and I would slip up a little bit, and then Megan's pure words, all I heard was gunfire.
all I heard was gunfire hitting your body, and you're like, yeah, that was my body hitting the ground in mangled pieces.
Yep.
And there's all I hear is your death.
Yep, that was pretty much my first little bit of gameplay in Deus Ex.
It was awesome. For me, for the listener, who couldn't see because all I heard, what was that? It was awesome, not gonna lie.
Wow.
I get immense pleasure from your video game pain.
So, for you guys, Jesus, thanks, Megan. So, for you guys, I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit of story for those of you who just don't know anything about it. You play as this guy named Adam Jensen, and not going to spoil it for you, the very beginning of the game, something drastic happens to Adam Jensen. And it's kind of screwed up, but...
It's kind of screwed up, but then again, I kind of saw it coming after, the first couple of minutes of gameplay and seeing some of the images just from, when you're starting a new game.
Right.
I kind of saw it coming, but I was kind of like, holy shit!
It you know what's going to happen, but when it happens, it still kind of takes you by surprise.
I've got theories about the one chick named Megan.
This is true, but you and me will discuss that, outside of this.
Yeah, we don't want everyone hearing that.
Yeah, so, not gonna reveal anything.
Except that the chick's name is Megan.
Something drastic happens, and you turn into this person that is, quote-unquote, augmented.
Badass.
Which, in this world,
everyone's pretty much augmented now.
Exactly. It's split between an augmented people and not augmented people.
The purists.
And being augmented pretty much means that you have some sort of robotic tendencies about you. Our man, Adam Jensen, who is our hero for the story, we hope, is pretty much been augmented from head to toe.
I'm going to say those sunglasses, fucking awesome.
Yeah, those are cool. those are pretty much the smoothest thing out there. And he's kind of upset that he's...
Me?
On the cover of the game, because I went out and got the 360 version, on the cover of the game, he doesn't actually have his sunglasses on, and you really can't tell that he's been augmented. But on the back, you can see that he has this gigantic, like, blade of doom in his hand. And you can tell that this man's been heavily upgraded, to say the least.
it really should be no spoiler that obviously he's, you know, augmented if you've looked at the cover or anything online.
Yeah, or if you've ever seen a commercial, you know this guy is not normal.
We're just not going to spoil how it happens.
Exactly. So after that, he comes back after 6 months of resting to take on this other event that happens in the game.
The Pierists.
It just stumbles on from there. That's pretty much the story that as far as I've gotten.
As far as I've gotten, too.
I've gotten a little deeper into the rabbit hole, as they may say.
I'm not actually playing, just to make that clear. I'm watching Jesse OMFG Kata on YouTube play it, and I just saw the Yogg's cast start to play it and everything. But so when I say that's how far I've gotten, I really haven't got. I'm not playing it. I want to now.
On this because she's seen what can happen in the game.
I want to play it now, but.
Oh, it's such a fucking awesome game. But anyway.
I want to kill people. I want to shoot people. I want to just... The choice of lethal or non-lethal. We're like, lethal.
Which, by the way, brings up a really good point about this game. This game, the gameplay is...
Made by Square Enix, so don't be surprised.
That's true. This is all... I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the podcast. This is actually a combination effort between Square Enix, the guys from Star Ocean and Final Fantasy, and Eidos Interactive, who did Tomb Raider, Kanan Lynch, and...
I said, don't ask me. All I know is Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider, Kanan Lynch, Legacy of Kain was a really big one, which, by the way, dear Eidos, you need to go ahead and bring that back. But, anywho, the combination of these two...
Makes it interesting.
Right. And matter of factly, and this is something that I've told Megan, that the game itself does not... it's not even like it's its own game. it's like everything else. Every other pretty popular game and other miscellaneous works of fiction...
Mm.
Are in the game. So, when you play Gears of War Human Revolution, there's a lot of cover shooting. A ton of cover shooting.
You can shoot blindly. I'm sitting at the store. Can't see you.
When you grab your weapons, you can actually duck and cover between fire. There's a lot of first-person scenes, but it's never really...
Like, it seems like it wants to be a first-person shooter, but it never quite fully gets there.
Right.
Which I'm okay with. I am a horrible FPS player. Horrible. God-awful horrible. Seriously, anyone could challenge me at Halo, and I would just go, can I just give you $20 for losing now?
Wow. Wow. Didn't expect that kind of answer from you, Megan.
I suck. I had to try and get better.
But as far as the third-person shooting cover mechanic goes, it actually works pretty well. It's just as good as everything else. As all of your favorite third-person shooters like Gears of War and and I can't think of any more. Oh, like a
Halo.
Kanan Lynch and Halo's a first person shooter.
Oh, right, my bad. I was totally not listening to you.
Something. Oh, thanks.
I'm going to lie and say I'm not playing Solitaire on my iPhone.
Oh my god. So later on in the game as well, though, the weapons that you get, there's not a crap ton of weapons. Don't expect like 25, 30 guns. I've been playing the game and I've been using the same 6, 7 guns. But when you can level up your guns and they can give them second things, like in Perfect Dark, play Perfect Dark Human Revolution, you're gonna notice that you're able to use your stationaries a hell of a lot more than your primaries, and that's a big thing. Megan, I'm pretty sure you don't know anything about that because you haven't gotten that far in your walkthrough yet.
We failed at stealth mode.
Okay.
It's about where I am.
Reverting back to the story, this whole story takes place in this kind of cyberpunked Detroit.
I'm sorry, did you just call it Detroit?
Yeah, because that's where the game is taking place.
Seriously, it takes place in Detroit?
No joke, it takes place in Detroit.
Oh, no shit!
Yeah.
Man, this must be way in the fucking future then.
27 years.
They did that much to Detroit in 27 years? Holy shit!
After the great car industry bombed. Womp womp.
If you guys couldn't figure it out by now, I live in Michigan. I used to go to school in Detroit. I used to have friends in Detroit.
Oh. After the car industry tanked, the last legs for it was augmentation.
That's all we had going for us was the cars.
Well, now you have bionic legs.
Yay, we get even more flack from the government.
Bionic Commando, Human Revolution. Because this dude has a metal arm. It takes place in back to the story. This game takes place in like this cyberpunk Detroit, and it does take you into other places, but most of the time you're gonna be doing things in Detroit.
And uses the term cyberpunk loosely.
Do I use it loosely?
You're using it a little loosely.
How do you figure?
Just a touch.
Just a touch? Just a tad?
Just a tad.
Just a twist.
Yeah.
What should I call it, Megan?
Oh, no, you can still use it cyberpunk, but, I mean, that's the best description, but it's not completely fully cyberpunk.
The Matrix Human Revolution.
Yeah.
Thanks for backing me up on this, Megan.
You're right. It's okay.
You're not helping.
You're doing good. Keep going.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Good boy. Good boy. Keep going. You can do it. I have faith in you. You can do it.
You're the little legend that could.
I think I can. I'll stop.
You completely and totally threw off my like. Next, get this train of thought. Lol, lol, lol.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Megan, what else do you have to add?
It looks awesome. I'm not very far into it.
Let's see here.
Because I'm not personally playing.
Another big thing about gameplay is that there is a whole little bit of action, but there's a whole lot of parts where you're choosing. You make decisions, kind of like in Mass Effect and in Dragon Age, except these decisions.
Will they affect the ongoing of the game?
Yes, actually.
Oh, good. That's what I was wondering along with Jesse, who was playing it. We were going to be an ass to Pritchard, but... And I say we. He has no idea who I am.
We as a group.
We as a
the whole of YouTube viewers.
This
time it's all you, man. It's all you.
There's a part that's pretty early in the game. Matter of fact, Megan, depending on how far your guy goes, he might get to it in the next video. There's a part where you're actually holding this conversation with one of the characters that you're actually supposed to be hunting. And depending on what you do, it depends on the next action that goes. And that is actually a really engaging conversation because there's three or four different ways to how that entire situation could end.
Oh, God. I'm actually scared now to see how that's going to go. Because I've watched a lot of his videos now, knowing him, I'm really scared of how that's going to go.
So, depending on what decisions you choose, Mr. Jensen is either going to be applauded or reprimanded.
Oh, great.
And he's going to earn the trust of some people, but lose the trust from other people. Great. So it's definitely one of these games whereas you can walk a fine line, where you have to walk a fine line, in a sense. However, this game is so robust, and it gives you so many different options, that there is no clear-cut good and evil. You can be a complete dick, but be a complete dick and still be a good guy. You know, and that's something that a lot of the other games didn't kind of give you the option to do. I'm trying to think of a really good example. Mass Effect really did that, too. With Mass Effect, you really, if you were a prick to everyone, you were kind of just perceived as evil and not getting your own, or, you know, rule with an iron fist. Whereas in this, you can be a prick to people and still be perceived as the good guy.
They just kind of write it off as your character.
Yeah.
Also, depending on who you're a prick to.
This is true. that also takes some.
You know which character I'm thinking about.
Yeah. Yep. Trust me, that comes into play. Oh, it does come into play.
Great.
It's a crazy, crazy, crazy robust system, and Eidos and Square Enix, God bless them for putting the time and effort to put that in there. One downside I did have, though, and this is just me, with the big boss battles, it kind of felt like you were forced to fight. They didn't give me an option for my first boss battle. The first true boss battle. They didn't give me an option to talk. Whereas in Deus Ex, I kind of felt like you should have been able to, if you wanted to be this stealthy guy who never had to pull a gun. I mean, think of the walkthroughs that you would have seen for that, or the YouTube's Let's Plays beating Deus Ex Human Revolution without even pulling your gun.
Oh my God.
I mean, stuff like that would have been awesome.
I don't think that's possible.
Nah, it's not possible.
No, the tutorial part.
Now, there is an achievement, and this is not spoiling the game. It's called The Foxiest of the Hounds, which is, for Metal Gear fans, automatically know what that is, because Foxhound is the group that Snake, you know, worked for.
But I've never played a Metal Gear game, so I can't back you up on this.
Looks like we have to change that in the video. it's called The Foxiest of the Hounds, and what it does is you have to complete Deus Ex Human Revolutions, boss battles excluded, without being seen.
Wow.
So I can tell you right now, that's not happening for me, because there's parts whereas I felt like I had to go guns a-blazing, or it just wasn't going to work. But that's the golden thing about this game. There are parts where, I'll tell you how I played through it. I played through it as, I'm going to try to be as stealthy as I humanly possibly can, unless resorted to use force. Matter of factly, there's a part in Deus Ex where I was in a police station, and this is completely, I'm going to try not to spoil it.
I'll probably forget about it or see it in the next video, so. I say, if you're trying not to spoil it for me, I'll probably forget about it.
Cool. Well, I'm also not trying to spoil it for anybody else who's interested, but I don't think telling you that I'm going to be in a police station spoils it. There's a part of the police station where it was kind of a side mission that I had to rummage through a cop's things. And I didn't feel comfortable killing a cop. Besides, I don't think you get experience for it. I don't remember right off the bat. But,
so if you did get experience for it, would you kill him?
Only under certain circumstances, which I'll get to later.
Okay.
There's a part where I'm going through the police station, and there's two cops there, and you know, you're sitting here and having a conversation, or you can overhear their conversations, and this guy's like, he's walking towards me, and I'm obviously going to get caught by this guy if I don't take him out. So, and I don't have any battery energy to take him out. So I pull out a stun gun and actually shock the shit out of this guy. And he dropped to the ground. That's a non-lethal kill. Now come to find out, when I rummage through his stuff, he's got an email from his wife telling him, you know, to come home soon and come home quick. You know, I'm dangerous. You said you were going to, you know, retire next week.
Wait, and so you actually killed him?
No, I didn't kill him.
Oh, okay.
I knocked him out.
Thank God. I hope you're not about to set this up for me to, like, go, what the fuck?
No, I actually felt kind of good about my decision because I didn't kill this guy. And it's emotions like that in the game that Deus Ex really shines, because this game has a tendency to draw emotion out of you. At the very beginning of the game, where all the stuff really gets kicked off, you kind of do feel bad. And then later on, there's a side mission where you get to discover more about that same fateful night, and it does draw a little bit more of emotion out of you.
I can't wait for that part.
So, overall, it's such a good game. It draws so much from everything else. You swear up and down, up until seeing when you're going to augmentations for Metal Gear fans, they even have the radar where you can see the other person's cone of vision. And for Splinter Cell fans, it even has the mark and track and the last known locations and the two-player takedowns, or not the two-player, the two-person takedowns. For Mass Effect fans, it's got robust, and I mean robust, conversation options, and these conversations aren't like you say one line and the other character says five. You know, it usually goes back and forth and back and forth. For instance, yeah, I had a conversation with my boss not too long ago, and that conversation turned out to be pretty interesting. For Gears of War fans, man, the cover system for this game isn't bad at all, and it actually works really well considering what you're given. And for just guys who like sci-fi stories, so far, man, this has been pretty good. Pretty good. I know a lot of people were kind of shaky about it, you know, weren't too sure about it, but if I had to tell you to rent it, buy it, or pass on it, man, I'd definitely buy it. It's worth every penny. I can't tell you whether the campaign's short or not, but my first impression, go get it.
I don't think it's going to be that short.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be that short either. I don't think I'm going to beat it, like, this weekend. Well,
depending on how long you play, you will.
If the difficulty in this game is so up there... Oh, man. Speaking of which, there's more than one way to do things in this game, and I love that. Well, for the most part, there's more than one way to do things. I think I was telling Megan earlier that I spent 30 to 45 minutes trying to figure out how to get across from somebody or how to sneak through somebody sneakily. That is not a word.
Do you want to know what that sentence was? You said how to sneak to someone, or how to sneak on someone sneakily.
Sneakily.
Sneak on someone. You were going to sneak on someone.
You're going to sneak on me?
Yeah.
You're like, I...
English, we speak it.
To covertly bypass a whole bunch of hostiles.
Putting that ECT knowledge to use, I see.
Thanks, Captain. To bypass a whole bunch of people. And come to find out, had I knocked out one or two more people, I probably could have just... It gave me a passcode to use something that I was trying to hack, which was a hacker level that I haven't got into yet, or that it got into yet. So I spent 45 minutes trying to covertly sneak into people, and as opposed to should have went through guns a-blazing. And it's definitely vice versa. There are parts where I went in guns a-blazing, and matter of fact, my first boss battle, I went through guns a-blazing through the last part before the boss, because I didn't know the boss was coming up. And it turns out, I didn't have a lot of ammo. So I had to pretty much wing it. Thank God there was a stash of weapons in a corner that I didn't even know was there. So yeah, I mean, there's definitely two to three different ways that you can do things. There's no set way to finish a quest. There's a side mission where you can let the bad guy go. Or there's a side mission where, a friend asks you for help and then you can take his money and then screw him out in the end. There's a ton of stuff and it's all gonna depend on you, the player. The truth is indeed out there and the truth is go get Deus Ex.
I like how, in the first, like, real mission after, you know, the tutorial level, well, it's still during tutorials, but they even give you an option. I liked how it was given the option of, like, how to enter the building.
Oh, yeah.
I like how it's even, like, little options like that. You know, it's not just conversation, it's just, okay, you can do it this way or you can do it this way. You know, like, while it doesn't even stop the game, you're still going, you're still moving, and it goes, okay, you could go this way, or you could go this way.
Mm-hmm. It's very, it's, what's the right way to put this?
Very interactive.
There you go. It's not the way I was thinking of, but very good.
It works.
Very good. It does work. It's very, very, Megan, I don't know what else to say about it.
I wish I owned it. Go buy it for me.
You're funny as hell.
I know, right?
I'm trying to think, is there anything else that it reminds me of? I've already talked about the difficulty. I've talked about the gameplay. I've talked about the story.
So, overall thing, what would you rate the Da Vinci Code Human Revolution?
I'd probably rate it a 9. So far, because it's not about its faults. Like I said, the load times really kind of bug me, although it shouldn't, and the fact that I'm forced into boss battles, which, I mean, it's not a major gripe, but it is a gripe all in the same.
I don't think there is a perfect game out there. I don't think there ever will be, honestly.
No. The simple fact that I've sat here and played Deus Ex for, I wish I could tell you what my load time is. I probably could because it's booted up right now.
Why does it not surprise me at all?
I haven't been playing it since we've been talking.
I'm actually quite surprised you haven't.
Since the review, because I wouldn't be able to concentrate.
I'm able to concentrate even though I'm playing solitaire. Granted, I don't really pay attention to when I play this, because I literally just, as I draw the cards, I tap it to see if the card's going to go. I am such a solitaire cheater.
You are such a solitaire cheater.
I am.
Actually, it doesn't tell me. Surprise, surprise. I would reckon I have about a good 15 hours into it. And that's without a day playing.
That sounds about right. 15 hours.
There's a lot of, I've heard there's a lot of twists and turns in the story.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
And personally, I can't wait because you already know somebody is going to screw over somebody else.
Oh, hell yes!
And so I think when I get off this, when we stop the podcast, me and Megan are going to talk about it for a little bit.
And I'm going to listen to him die.
Oh, yeah.
I have no doubts about that.
Because then I can tell you what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. I think more on the twists and turns part. Even if you just go to YouTube and watch just the opening cutscene, the opening scene, and even that you can tell someone's gonna get their ass kicked.
Yep.
Someone's going to. I mean, it's already obvious someone's gonna turn on each other. There's conspiracy ahoy.
So I mean, something else too. The hacking minigame that's in the game. I don't know if you've gotten to it yet, Megan.
Nope, we haven't. Stealth. Failed at stealth.
Okay. So, well, see, it's... I was about to say, it's been a while since I've been there. Failed the hacking at stealth. Minigame that you see in the game is... I can't really explain it.
It sounded kind of awesome when I was listening to your tutorial go through it.
Yeah,
I heard all that, so I know all about the hacking. I heard it all. You.
The hacking, it's really freaking neat, and it only gets better. Because, Megan, I figured out exactly how to hack robots and...
oh, dear God, help us all.
Robots and turrets, which is something else, by the way. That hacking the turrets, personal opinion, when you're able to do it, or if you want something that's going to help you out a little bit in the long run, figure out how to hack a turret.
Yeah. You should probably figure out how to hack a turret.
Because not only can you disable the turret, you can turn it on people. Oh God.
So you mean you won't have to, I won't have to listen to your death?
Oh God. You know what's funny, Megan? The turret that was killing me that one time,
yeah.
I had actually bypassed that motherfucker. I couldn't even destroy it because the point that it gave me, or the experience point that it gave me to update it, I used it on something else. Whoops. Sorry, I cried myself into a little river.
I'm going to cry myself into one, too.
So, learn how to hack turrets.
Unless you want to give Megan immense joy, and then record it and send it to me at yourpainismypleasure@gmail.com.
Somebody's gonna email you that.
If someone actually has that registered, they're gonna get some interesting emails.
See what else? What else? What else? What else? What else? I figured out why I was dying so quick.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, let me go ahead and state out for the record. Adam Jensen is not the T-1000. Okay? This man takes damage like it's no joke.
Seriously.
A shotgun blast to his face at 100% will probably put him in critical condition. Which, God forbid, it does that, but when you're augmented from head to toe, you would think that would stop. No. You have this guy, Adam Jensen, kind of almost like a little puppy. Like, you kick him and he's wounded.
And he seems like such a badass mofo.
Which, don't get me wrong, when he's not getting hit, he is. But when you hit him, he, like, curls up in the corner and cries. So, it wasn't up until recently that I decided, I'm tired of getting killed, and upgraded my armor, and even then, it's not a whole lot. So, this game actually makes it so that you're not going to get a free ride throughout this game at all. because, or maybe it just could so happen to be the fact that by the time I actually leveled up my armor the way I want it to be, guys started coming out in my, like, woodwork with revolvers and shotguns and machine guns.
They just went, no.
So, you're never going to get a free ride through this game. I mean, yeah, maybe it gets a little easier as time goes along, but you'll never be like, So, I've talked about story, I've talked about gameplay, I've talked about little tips and tricks for anybody who's actually getting ready to start the game. Last little tidbit, and then I really don't know what else to talk about the game, and I guess anybody who has any questions can ask. Do not get frustrated at this game. This game is, it's a large, large, large game with tons of crap to do. And you're going to die. And you're going to die, not a little, not moderate, you're going to die a lot. And don't get frustrated. Don't say this game's impossible. There are a couple of parts that just seem like they're boring and tedious. Stick with it because it's just awesome. Awesome, awesome. And now a warning.
Warning, you are in a restricted zone. Warning.
So for anybody who wants to play this game and think of it as the newest futuristic Call of Duty, you might want to turn around at the nearest exit, because this game is not like that at all. It's a first-person shooter at the core, and I'll give you that. It's definitely a first-person shooter. There's practically no ifs, ands, or buts about it, but right beside the first-person shooter is a little thing we like to call an RPG. There is a lot of talking, and there is a lot of running around for other people. And yeah, you can run around and shoot things up, but I guarantee you, you're not going to make it past, like, the first hour and a half of this game. it does kind of contradict what I was saying earlier, but you're going to miss out on a lot of stuff if you run around and just run and gun and not do any of the side stories. You're going to miss out on a really, really, really great story. If you're looking for if you're looking for a game and really don't give a damn about the story, once again, turn around at the nearest exit, because this game is not that. This game is pretty much built on story. If you don't like it, kind of sucks for you.
sucks and for lastly, you.
If you don't like games that allow makes you think outside the box, turn around at the nearest exit. This game, especially the hacking puzzles and the hacking minigames, and there's just going to be some places that you're not going to be able to get to right off the bat. You're not going to understand why you can't get to point A to point B immediately. And matter of factly, yesterday when I played a little bit, I couldn't get past this one part because it was electrified. And me being a machine, I can't walk through there. So, I had to figure out how to get from one point to another point, and then, like, not die in the process. And the ways that they have you go are freaking ridiculous, but it makes sense. There's a part, I had to crawl through an air duct, to get from point A to point B, and then crawl through a sewer to go from under it, you know? Some of it just doesn't make any sense, some of it makes sense, but some of it doesn't make sense. So, if you want to just try to run and gun, this is not the place for you. So, other than that, for those three characters, you know, peace out, see you later. Everybody else, man, come and get this game. This game is great.
Go buy it for me.
Let me rephrase that. Go ahead and get this game if you have the money.
Go buy it for me.
No. Whoa. I'll go buy it for me. Again.
You already have it, though.
Yeah, but I haven't on 360. If I would have got it for PC, we wouldn't have this problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you could watch me play.
true.
And you'd know every time I play, because you'd probably call me and be like, hey, look, we need to do more Deus Ex, so you need to go home from work.
No, all it would be is I would text you going, get on Skype, and then I'd be going, share screen, bitch, share screen.
You should totally pick this option, because that's what I would do.
Dude,
totally. So, I'll give you the three little difficulties. They have tell me a story, give me a challenge, and give me Deus Ex. It's like from easy to hard to ultra hard. Man, oh man, oh man. Anyway, I think that's all. Oh, by the way, I like Adam Jensen's haircut.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I wasn't
thrilled
with
the back of his hair.
Hmm?
I wasn't thrilled with the back of his hair.
Eh. Meh. Oh, something else really quick. The voice acting in this game. A lot of it's actually really good. Really, really good. The one voice actor that I really don't like, it kind of sucks because he's the main character, so I have to hear it all the time. I don't like Jensen. Sounds like he's trying to sound like a grizzly Batman.
He's trying to sound like a badass.
Yeah.
He's very, very monotone, very rough. What we got?
Very, very, very rough. You know, it kind of sucks. I really didn't expect that from this, and it kind of turned me off at first. If that's not like it turned me on, but I think I expected a little bit more than what it did. And when for the voice actor, it almost kind of sounded like he phoned it in. And
hang on, guys, I'm on the road. I got just quiet for 5 minutes. I got to do my lines. Hey,
Megan. Jesus Christ. It really kind of just... There's no affliction in his voice. There's a part where you can be sarcastic to people. And unlike in Dragon Age 2...
He's got no emotion!
Yeah, there's just practically zero emotion in this guy's voice. It was literally like he was reading it off the paper. And I just really didn't like that.
If you would like to try not imagine it as a voice actor... It was almost as if, like, you could see it as the typical cliche story of this guy's been through some rough shit, man. He's been hardened by the things that he's seen and done. He has no emotions left. He is a stone hard rock.
Which is crazy because even when he was talking to his blankety blank 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 blank, there is no emotion.
There's
slight little, like, flickers of emotion.
Did you read the email from her mother? At the beginning?
No, I didn't.
Oh, God, I'll tell you about that later.
I didn't. I'll have to, like, start a new game.
No, dude, I'll just hit YouTube up and I'll share screen.
Okay. And there's a part where... I can't tell you that. But the entire time that the situation happened, there was zero emotion. And as a person that is geared up on Deus Ex, it kind of disappoints me. Now, also, guys, I've never played the original Deus Ex. I've seen the original Deus Ex, but I've never played the original Deus Ex.
Are you trying to see how many times you can say Deus Ex?
Deus Ex?
Yeah. Deus Ex.
DXHR. DEHR.
Yeah.
Start calling it DEHR. 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 DEHR.
Right. I love how I saw the instant I heard it, like when it was announced, I automatically just thought back to my Latin classes.
It was definitely called Deuce. For the longest time, I preferred Deuce. Deus Ex Revolution. Human.
Deuce?
Revolution.
Like, drop a deuce?
Yeah, like. Deus Ex.
Seriously?
Deus Air!
They're going to butcher the language that our language is built upon.
Yep.
Oh, D. dear God.
Oh, you're not letting me...
You're playing the game, aren't you?
I just popped it on for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to see what I was doing.
Yep.
Hey, look, don't you judge me.
I wasn't. You know all my judgments already. So I think it's probably all that we can give the people.
Yeah, I mean, we really can't do anything else regarding Deus Ex. Jesus.
Deus Ex. Yes, you're saying it right. Welcome to Latin.
D-E-R.
D-E-R.
D-E-R. So now it's just
Deus Ex Revolution.
Deus Ex Revolution with step charts and everything.
Oh dear God.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna totally do it.
Oh, that ought to be interesting. Please tell me Butterfly's gonna be in there. Has to have some Captain Jack too. You have to have Captain Jack in there.
On D-E-R.
Yep.
But it has to have something to do with Adam Jensen.
Oh, don't worry. We'll make him the character model to do the stage.
But that'd be horrible. Let's not do that.
We can get him to be the singer.
That'd be some emotionless stuff.
Oh my God, it'd be great.
I, you're my little butterfly.
Green, black, and blue make the colors in the sky.
The colors in the sky. It's like Keanu Reeves bad.
No. Adam Jensen is a little bit better than Keanu Reeves.
Just a little bit better.
Just a little. Not much, but I would rather watch Adam Jensen than Keanu Reeves.
I know Kung Fu. God. Jesus Christ.
It does
remind me of Keanu Reeves. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Actually, in a lot more ways than one, he reminds me of Keanu Reeves. So, and it's not a good thing.
So get this. Whenever I think of Keanu Reeves, obviously you think of The Matrix, but when I think of The Matrix, I think of Justin Timberlake and Sean William Scott. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the
Mr. Timberlake. Mr. William Scott.
That was actually probably one of the best things I could have ever done.
I know, right? I just love the Mr. Timberlake.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that is all. As far as first impressions go, D-E-R is...
D-E-H-R. Twat.
Hey, look, you. I wanted to call it Deus Ex Revolution.
Maybe Deus Ex Human Revolution.
It's my choice whether it's going to be a human revolution or an augmented revolution. So until then, it's Deus Ex Revolution.
But guess what? The people who named the game are calling it Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Lies.
Are you going to black out Human Revolution if you decide to do augmented?
Yes.
You're going to have stickers. No, you're going to have a sticker. You'll put augmented revolution each time. Like, you'll take off the sticker and put it back on each time you play the game.
The answer is yes. Forever and always. Ow, my ankle. Anyway.
I thought the answer to everything was 42.
Stop it.
Dude, it's 1 in the morning. What do you expect from me?
Dude. Oh, you're right. You're right.
I'm not going to lie. 9 o'clock? No. 8:45? I totally took a nap. Like, I'd still be asleep right now if I hadn't had to get up to go help my mom with her surgery.
So on that note, we're ending this conversation.
Because Megan is an old lady.
I don't know the next impression that I'm doing. Because there's not really too many other games out. Madden is dropping, but we all know about Madden.
Dude, you should totally get Bastion.
No.
Dude, it looks amazing.
No.
Fine, get Limbo.
I have Limbo.
Dude, it's
but
awesome.
I can't do a first impression on Limbo because I've beaten Limbo.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me anything. I'm watching a Let's Play on it right now.
Okay, there's not really too much to tell you, but alright.
Well, it's kind of awesome. I like the Let's Play I'm watching from In the Little Wood because he names everything he sees. So, there was like Trevor and Steve, and then there's like Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh my god.
It's awesome. I love, and most of the people I watch, with the exception of Jesse, they all come from UK. So that's what really gets me, but I just love the names people come. Someone said something, I think it might have been Jesse. He said something about one character in Deus Ex, and, oh no, sorry, it was Amnesia, but he called him like Creepy Face McGee or something like that, and I was like, hey, Tits McGee!
You give us back our name.
I know, give me back McGee, goddammit.
Let's see here, guys. We're
getting off topic.
The next big games that are dropping is Resistance 3 and Dead Island.
I'm interested to see how Dead Island goes. I'm not going to get it myself, but I'm interested to see how it goes.
I kind of am, too. So, I'll tell you guys what. I can't do anything because Madden is dropping. And, God, I'm not doing a first impression on Madden.
I was going to say, you're not a sports game fan, are you? You don't strike
me. You know what? I am. I am. I like Madden. I'm probably going to get it down the road. But I'm one of these people who also know that Madden is the exact same game every single year. You know, the only big differences is just minor gameplay features. Matter of factly, from 08 to recently 10 was practically the same game. When you got 11 was vastly different from 10, so I actually have 11 right now. But everything after that, man, I just, like 12, there's nothing different, realistically.
Lulz.
So there's no point in me, you know, breaking my back to go get it. I'm trying to think if there's anything big that's supposed to drop really soon. I'm actually, Body Count is supposed to drop really soon, but I'm not going to review that because I know that's going to be terrible. Driver San Francisco is coming out, so I might do a first impression on Driver for San Francisco because I was a fan of the old school Drivers. And
well, from what I've seen, it sounds like it's going to be pretty interesting.
It's going to be pretty neat, I think, but now it's going to be interesting to see now that you've had stuff like Need for Speed come out and, well, the newer Need for Speeds and Forza and all this other good stuff, where Driver kind of set the bar for these high-octane racing games. So,
and Driver has more of a story in it, doesn't it?
Right. Driver has more of a story in it. Believe it or not, Driver was actually one of the first racing games to input the director feature. Whereas you can record your high-speed chases with the cops in this open world and then save them on your memory card for all your friends to see.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
I like how in the new Driver you're going to be able to jump from car to car.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty little neat little thing, but I also think they did that because of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, I couldn't tell you the last time I played Grand Theft Auto, but I've never owned it, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. Jack shit.
I was actually really, really hoping within the next month that that Guardian Heroes was going to drop. That's not going to drop anytime relatively soon. Maybe next month, but I haven't heard anything about it. So really, when that drops again, I'm going to give a remake on it because that was one of my favorite Sega Saturn games back in the day. Man, oh man, oh man. I think that's about it. I know Mortal Kombat Arcade Collection is coming out, and I was going to do a first impression on that, but it's Mortal Kombat, and it's only an HD remake.
Mortal Kombat!
I'm trying to think for, as far as September goes. Warhammer 40,000 is dropping, but I'm not going to review that because I think that's going to suck.
Wait, so is it 40,000 or 40K? Because isn't there already a Warhammer 40K out?
There is, but it's this is kind of like a spinoff. It's called Space Marine.
Oh, okay.
And we all know what other big Space Marines are out there. Oh, something else that's coming out really soon that I'm looking forward to. Blood Rain Betrayal.
Bringing back Blood Rain!
Thank God, and it's not looking like garbage.
Oh, especially after those movies, too.
Oh, God. You're bold. That's what we need to do. We need to do a podcast on these video game movies.
We're not watching any Uwe Boll.
No, we're not. We're not. We're not. We're not.
I will not come to North Carolina and kill you.
Well, then, in that case. Blood Rain Betrayal. I was actually a huge fan of the original Blood Rain. I actually liked it. The story didn't make any sense. Not the movie, the game.
No, I'm saying I've never played them.
Oh, they're good. Oh, the first one's good. The second one's kind of like batshit and insane, crazy, makes no sense. But Blood Rain, the first one was pretty good. I think she was the first digitized model to be on Playboy.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
But don't quote me, but I think that's right. I haven't seen that article yet either. I need to read that. I like to read Playboy for the articles.
Raising my eyebrows.
Star Fox 64 3D is definitely going to get a first impression. Point blank, period. I'm going to do that one.
Minecraft! Full release in November. Hey, he's implementing the adventure craft, which is totally different from what you've seen me play.
Oh boy, we'll see.
It's awesome. It's gonna be awesome.
What else comes out after that? Rage comes out. I might do that one because that's done by the same people who did Brink, and God only knows Brink sucked. So I'm hoping this is actually going to be good. I didn't know that dropped. Sorry, I'm actually looking through the game releases right now as you speak and see if there's anything coming up really soon that I might give a first impression on. The biggest one that I see is, wait for it.
Waiting.
Gears of War 3. That's definitely going to get a first impression. So, outside of that, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's about it. I mean, there's games here and there. X-Men Destiny. Defenders of Ardania. The Resident Evil 4 remake. But other than that, man,
I mean, the only thing I can tell you all about is, like, some free-to-play games. Because I live here. personal family matters have kept me at home. I tried to play it on my crappy, shitty little laptop, and it wouldn't work, but I've seen it. Dragon's Nest is actually looks pretty cool. I've seen a little bit of that. I've seen some videos of Heroes of New Earth, which is, looks almost exactly like League of Legends, and I've played League of Legends before. There's something else I can't remember. I don't know. There are some pretty good, if you find them, some pretty good free-to-play games out there. I've just been recreating Twilight Princess World in Minecraft. Grinning. Hashtag grinning. Yes, I use Twitter hashtags. That's all I can say. I don't have really many first impressions about stuff.
I don't have good opinions.
I have good opinions.
I was just checking to see if you catch on that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what I told. There's a doctor's appointment today. I'm going to tell you what I told the chick at the front desk because I was backing up. I went up there and she was just kind of looking down at something. And I'm standing by the glass and she looks up. She goes, oh, she goes, and I'm just here doing something. She goes, why don't you knock on the glass? I was like, her name's Kenya. She's really sweet. I love her to death. And I go, I was like, Kenya, I was like, I'm like super polite sometimes. I was like, I am like super uber polite that I won't do that. I was like, my grandparents' pastor got my name wrong, and I was so polite that I wouldn't correct her. My grandparents had to correct her later on, like a couple weeks later at church. I was like, I wouldn't correct her. I'm super polite. I was like, but when someone pisses me off, I'm all like, oh no, you didn't. She got a good laugh out of that one. I think I made her day. That one. I was like, there's no medium ground with me. I'm like either super polite or, oh, hell no, you didn't.
So why do I always get the latter as opposed to the former?
Because I know you.
Oh, well then damn it.
People who are not in my circle of friends usually don't get the super polite.
Well, I want to be out. I want out.
So I think that ends our podcast then.
That it does.
So, yeah, hey, we're back.
And we're prettier than ever.
Sure.
We're prettier than ever.
Okay.
Just shut up and admit it. No, you didn't. You won't shoot me.
Are you a pretty boy, Tony? Are you a pretty boy?
I just died.
Do you feel pretty? Oh, so
no,
pretty?
I don't... What?
Do you feel pretty? Oh, so pretty? Pretty and witty and gay? He feels pretty. Oh, so pretty. If he's pretty and witty and gay.
I like the voice crack at the end of that. That was cute.
I know. That happens sometimes.
I have the chance to bionic arm through things.
Yeah, how'd that turn out for you in life?
I didn't buy it. Wait, what are we talking about?
I was trying to relate that to your real life.
Oh. Like my bionic arm?
Yes.
My bionic arm didn't take in real life. In fact, I have the opposite of a bionic. I used to have a bionic arm. I don't have a bionic arm anymore. It's like bionic flub now.
Do you have a limp noodle of an arm?
Yes.
Yeah, limp noodle?
Actually, no. It's got some muscle. Not a lot of muscle anymore. That's what happened. Hmm?
10 TCPS points to people who got my limp noodle reference.
The Weekenders?
No.
Damn it.
Same company, though.
Recess.
Same company.
They were made by the same company.
It's not a show, though. It's a movie. I am alive. Oh, no, that's more. I live.
It's time to go.
I'm the great and powerful Mushu.
Because I am playing and...
Not paying attention.
Totally, like, tried to hack and couldn't hack and it was bad.
I didn't get to hear your death, though.
You're not going to hear my death.
I like hearing your death.
Not death.
remember, send your videos of death and destruction to yourpainismypleasure@gmail.com.
You know who's all going to send it, right? People who are looking for you to beat them, you dominatrix.
I'm totally not a dom. Dom spelled D-O-M-M-E.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes. Say the goodbyes, Tony. We have been trying to end this podcast for literally, 8 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Say the goodbyes, Tony. Say the goodbyes.
I don't want to say goodbye. Maybe I like them here. Maybe I want to tell them to kick their feet up a little bit.
You know,
never mind. You gotta go.
We've lost most of them now. That's right. Get the hell out of our house. You overstayed. You're welcome, bitches. Who I love. It said it with love.
If we didn't lose them then. I want you to think about what you just said. I want you to sit in the corner and think about what you've done.
No. Screw you. I'm not gonna. You ruined my life.
You ruined my life.
You don't understand me. I'm gonna be living alone.
Oh, wow.
Did you know I never had one of those teenage temper tantrums?
Really?
Yeah.
You're not on drugs?
No. I never said, you don't understand me, you're ruining my life.
No, okay. I've never said that. But
I never said that, and I never said anything along those lines. I never had one of those, teenage...
Oh, my baby. Okay, we gotta end this podcast now, because I'm about to ruin something.
Yep, say the goodbyes.
Bye.
Son of a beach. Son of a half-troll. Son of a whore. Oh, where are my other better ones? I like, yeah. Okay, so that's all from TCPS.
Yep. All right, ladies and gents, I will talk to you guys later.
Visit us at tocontinuepressstart.blogspot.com. Email us at tcpspodcast@gmail.com. Twitter us at tcpspodcast. Or find us on Facebook, To Continue Press Start. Okay.
Yeah, all that stuff.
So how's that going for you? You dead yet?
I just got into the DJ's room.
Please tell me you're dead.
No, I'm not dead yet. I'm just sitting here watching everybody dance. I'm about to choke out the DJ though and see what happens. Pause, save.